And we've got some more of our National Air Traffic Controllers Association guests here in the studio. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good morning.
Dave Osteen, and you're with Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City Tower Approach
Tower
Control.
Tower and Approach Control. And Bob Obma, we had you earlier in the week.
From the wonderful Indy Center.
Indy Center. So first of all, how have you guys been doing this week? How's your week
gone
there?
It's been a wonderful week, minus the storm that almost blew our tent away.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a video. It was actually on the Weather Channel, believe it or not, but it like our tent was swaying back and forth. I mean, we were holding it down. That was pretty wild. That was kind of the extreme highlight of the week, as almost losing our tent and meeting
a couple
guys.
That was the highlight, huh?
Well, we were holding on for dear life, and it was a good time.
I was fortunate enough to be inside one of the hangars at the time, and we felt the rock in there. So,
oh, it was crazy.
There's a YouTube video of our tent trying to get airborne.
Is there?
Yeah.
As long as you got it captured on the
it was on the Weather
tape,
Channel,
so.
I guess. Like it was
your tent specifically.
Yeah, yeah. So. You only know because there's windsocks. It was closed up and. It was
I only hope no one was trying to use any of the porta potties.
That would have been really awful.
Actually, I know of a guy that was.
Oh no.
He was stuck.
Oh no.
How is your week going?
Week is not going too bad. It flies by. It absolutely is like, whew, you know, you're here on the first day and then all of a sudden you turn around and it's definitely a full week. That's not to say it's
Yeah, it's definitely.
Been. But so what's going on there in the you're both kind of in the Midwest. I don't know if Oklahoma City is really considered the Midwest, but you're so close to Kansas and Missouri. I kind of can't help but categorize
other
it there.
Than being super hot, just like it is here.
Yeah, it's actually a bit of a break up here compared to what it is down there.
I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather, actually, from Wednesday, from that storm on. It's been gorgeous. It's been a beautiful week. It's been wonderful. Yeah, in Indiana, it's been 100 degrees every day for like a month, so.
I think everybody's getting it, but we don't see as much traffic because, you know, all the little guys, they don't have air conditioning. And
Right.
When it's 110 outside, it's miserable.
So we've got Tower and we've got, you also said you're with Tracon,
with
the Tracon there. So what do you do, run back and forth different days of the week?
Usually do a day up in the Tower, day in the Tracon.
Is that typical that someone would work both of those stations or posts?
It depends on if you got a trainee assigned to you and they're trained in the Tower, you're going to spend most of your time in the Tower. Sometimes you do a half day up, half day down. It breaks it up, so it's pretty nice.
Well, and other than the huge obvious difference of the view from the Tower, what are some of the other big differences in those two positions?
Well, you got to change mindset from a Tracon perspective to a Tower perspective, you know. And I've been doing it for 22 years, so it's pretty automatic for me. But you know, your Oak City Approach downstairs, your Will Rogers Tower upstairs. Mm-hmm. So it's that mental change that you got to flip as you transfer from one to the other.
Right, and you different kinds of aircraft, I guess. Well, maybe not to a large extent, but definitely a different point in the route that you're handling. So,
yeah, I said I've been doing it so long; it's just automatic. I don't even think about it.
I don't know
it.
What I do or how I do it. I just do it.
It's just automatic.
See, I've only been doing it for 5 years, so I still have to think about it a lot. I have to really think about it. I'm still one of the young bucks.
And you're at the center.
Yep, I'm at the center.
So, have you had any other positions in those 5 years, or
you know,
have you
nope,
been at the center the whole time?
Came out of CTI school, went to Oklahoma City, went right to Indy Center, and hopefully I'll be there for the next 20 years.
And then you'll be sitting in this seat next time talking about how
yeah, like it's automatic. I've been here for 20 years, and then I'll be talking about how Dave's retired and he's living
on
the
airfield.
Yeah,
I'll be long gone by then.
So you actually, we've talked about this before, you've come out of the training and, you know, when you started, you had paper strips and the kind of a little bit more of the old school transitions, and you only know the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So working together with each other, and you've got these different backgrounds and this different experience, how is that working out as this progresses forward with all the changeovers?
Well, for the guys been doing a long time, we start out with really old equipment. Now we got newer stuff, so it's kind of like having to retrain, you know, going from nicer scopes and color scopes and flat screens versus the old green sweep. And I mean, the technology is there and it's great. It's just lacking because the government bureaucracy of they submit something and it goes through 10, 15 years before we get it. So mm-hmm. There's that big delay. And by the time we really get it, It's old technology, but it's still new to us.
So you're working on new technology, but the procedure is still the same automated. You say, you know, you've been doing it 20 years, but obviously the equipment's different than when you started.
It's still basically the same.
But it's basically the same job.
Yeah.
And the recurrent training, does that help out, or is there any kind of recurrent training? I know we talked to some of your people
there,
here.
There is recurrent training. It's computer-based instruction, sit on a computer, and you got to do it every year.
One of the big things we got back now is the FAM program for pilots. So now as controllers, you can take what they call a familiarization ride. You can actually ride in the cockpit of airliners. And a lot of CTI students and people coming in, especially the people who are hired off the street, some have never been in an airplane before. So it's so important for them to be able to sit in the cockpit. You know, me being a pilot, I've been in a cockpit. It's okay. But, you know, when you have a trainee who's never been in an airplane, and you try to explain what they're going through in an emergency situation, their mind can't really process that. They don't know what a cockpit looks like, where all the dials and needles, what they're doing. And I think that's an essential program. The FAA finally reinstated after 9/11. Of course, after 9/11, they shut it down. And it's taken us quite a long time to get it back. And, you know, like Dave said, it's the government, it's the bureaucracy, you know, the red tape, got to go through this agency, TSA, you know, here. But I think the airlines really enjoy us having us back in the cockpit because they can ask questions for us, too. It's kind of a dual purpose. They ask us questions, we ask them questions, and then we watch them do what they do. And you know, we love having people come visit the center and the tower, especially pilots, so that way they can come see what we do and have better understanding.
And you can reciprocate that.
Exactly. And that's been one of the most interesting things for me this week. This is the first full week I've spent here, is the forums. They're just fantastic. You know, hearing the questions some pilots have, it's really intriguing. You know, you think, to us it's automatic. You think, how is that even a question? But then you have to think, some of these people have never been in a tower or a tray counter or a center. And so they are very legit questions. And I think that's been the most rewarding thing for me, is being able to talk to pilots and give them that knowledge from our aspect and help them, you know, better navigate or better file a flight plan and stuff like that. And that's been really, it's been neat. That's been the, kind of the coolest thing, I think, for me, as far as talking to the pilots and helping them understand what we do, and then hearing their stories too, and what they feel in the cockpit. So,
but also on the generation thing, when I was hired, everybody was pretty much off the street. We didn't have the CTI program. So
probably, education has changed.
Probably 5% of the controllers, I'm just guesstimating, were pilots.
Mm.
So if somebody declared, let's say I lost a vacuum pump, they wouldn't know what to do.
Right, right.
Whereas the new generation coming in, they've all got four-year degrees in aviation and this and that, so they're more schooled on on the pilot side, I think. There's more pilots in the system now.
Do you think the familiarization program inspires some to go to their local FBO and say, sign me up, I'm ready for that discovery flight?
I've seen it. I've seen people actually, you know, they work, you know, in the center we have everything from the ground to 60,000 feet. And you see some of these guys doing approaches and stuff, and you can see, like, so I've had trainees and the look in their eye like, man, I think that'd be fun. It looks like they're having a good time. They sound like they're having fun. And I've seen a couple go out and take the flights. And, you know, I take some of the fellow controllers up on flights. I'm like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's go flying. You know, go to local FBO, rent an airplane, go out flying. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really neat to be able to share that even with your fellow coworkers, kind of that love of aviation. I think everyone who's an air traffic controller loves aviation one way or another. Just it's in our blood, I guess.
And of course, we started off talking about this a little bit with the encouraging pilots to come and take a look at what happens at towers. They can also do this at centers and tray cons. It's probably a little bit less plug and play like it was once, where you just come knock on the door and say, hey, I want to come in.
Yeah, yeah. If you show up at the door and say, you know, I'm here for a tour, they're going to go, no.
Yeah,
you have to call ahead
you
and
have
set
to schedule.
It up. Yeah, but you know, I think we're getting to the point now that, you know, Dave may correct me, but I think we want more pilots to come in and see what we're doing. We need, you know, that better communication between pilots and controllers. As technology changes, especially with, you know, next gen, with ADS-B, all this stuff, it's going to be even more important for pilots to know how we see things on our end and vice versa. It's going to be really important for us to get into a cockpit with ADS-B and look at it and see what's going on, because it's all new technology for both of us.
Right.
I think that's going to be even more critical as we go closer
and develop it together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think we've done that very well. I think we're doing that with the pilot side very well.
Well, and that's why we're here. We're here for pilots to ask questions.
Right.
We'd rather have them ask questions, and there's no stupid questions, than get up in the air and get in trouble.
Well, and especially when you are on the ground. Like my instructor used to call that a zero-knot problem. This is a discussion we can have when we're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great time to say.
Mm-hmm.
And So what are some of the operations that go on behind the scenes that pilots may not be familiar with? I mean, when you get that transition, you hand off, sometimes, you know, you're on this frequency, and then you're on this one, and then you come right back onto the, to the same controller.
Well, we're offline a lot. I mean, I'm coordinate with him on a landline, so if somebody calls, I may not answer right away because I'm coordinating something else going on down the line.
So there's a whole lot of background lot of activity going on.
Well, like in a center, I have, for a sector I'm working, I have probably 8 different sectors around me I talk to, not including the 4 approach controls below me and the 4, you know, the 3 other centers around me that I have shout lines to. I mean, there's a lot of talking going on. You know, there are things like, we have things called point outs, where you can think of it as an airplane is like, you know, the southwestern corner of Wisconsin. Say that a car is going to drive from Illinois, cut just through Wisconsin and go into Iowa. Well, the Wisconsin controller doesn't want to talk to him, but he has to watch him still. And that's called a point out, so that we have to get clearance to go in that airspace, but it's such a short time that we don't want to talk to that aircraft. So we're doing stuff like that constantly. And, you know, we are offline. Sometimes we're working a sector by ourselves, and pilots, you know, we say, hey, I was offline coordinating, say again, or I was offline. That means we were doing something else, you know.
Yeah, we didn't go to the bathroom. Yeah, right. We were
contrary
still there.
Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a lot of things that go on. You know, talking to the meteorologist, talking to TMU, our traffic management, finding out about flows to different airports and delay times and stuff like that.
Imagine when there's a shift change also, there's a certain amount of coordination for someone to come and take over your spot.
There's a 2-minute overlap, so
you can't put it on pause.
It's still rolling.
Right.
Yeah, position relief briefing pretty much is, you know, if Dave's sitting where he's at right now, I'm standing up behind him at the sector, he's telling me what's going on, he gives me the picture, I say I got it, I sit down, we just change spots. He stands behind me and he just sits there and makes sure I know what's going on, then he'll unplug. That goes on constantly, 24 hours a day. Not necessarily just during a shift change. I mean, you know, you work an hour and take a break and kind of stuff like that. So that's going on constantly. So you may hear a male voice and then instantly hear a female voice. And that's just because, you know, new controller's in.
So if people do have some more questions, where can they find you here on the field since your tent did not blow away?
Our tent did not blow away, thank goodness. We are, if you're looking towards the airfield, just past the tower on the main road, we are near kind of the fire truck area and by the Heli Expo, kind of the International Helicopter tent, that kind of whole area. Helicopter Association International, there it is. Right there on the road. We got a couple of windsocks, and if you walk by, you'll be hearing a stream of the live ATC going on right now at 1836. So stop by and listen to what the actual controllers up at the tower are doing. And I have to say personally to the guys wearing the pink shirts, I just have to give them a shout out. They're doing an absolutely incredible job this year. When we sit there in the tent and listen to them all day, they are just talking nonstop, and they are working hard. And I hope people appreciate the work they put in up in the tower this week, because they really are working very, very hard.
What our listeners can't see that I find ironic and humorous is if you could see our air traffic controller here doing a majority of the talking with his hands and pointing here to the on-air.
When I work traffic too, I do it all the time. I'm like, you know, if I take a pen and I'm pointing at an aircraft, if I'm like descend now, I'm just pointing at him, and he has no clue though.
Yes, but of course. But
we're very animated people.
And where can we find you on the internet if people want to go and look something up?
NATCA.org.
NATCA?
Yep, NATCA. And we got stuff about flight delays, so you can look and see what's going on in the National Airspace System. If there's flight delays, there's travel tips in the summertime, how to avoid delayed areas and stuff like that. It's a great website. Check it out. And then we follow the political scene very well, too. If there's anything going on with regulations that are going to hurt or help pilots, stuff like that, we have a lot of information on that. So I really highly recommend people check it out.
Well, fantastic. I thank you both for being here with me today.
It was our absolute pleasure, and we'll see you again in about 364 days.
Right.
And we've been a little less than that, but
been listening to Dave Osteen and Rob Obma.
Perfect.
Bob.
Oh,
Bob.
It all works.
All right, then. National Air Traffic Controllers Association, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.